Sudbury Wolves fans have three chances to see the team at home this week as the pack prepares for a three-game homestand. On Wednesday night, they welcome the Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds. Then on Friday, the Niagara Ice Dogs make their third trip to Sudbury. Both games are set for a 7:05 p.m. start. And finally on Sunday, the Kingston Frontenacs make their only trip to Sudbury this season for an afternoon matinee game at 2:05 p.m. The Wolves picked up 3 points out of a possible four this weekend, the team said in a release. The Pack continued to fill the scoresheet with their special teams playing a huge role. The Greyhounds were sitting second in the Western Conference as of Monday. Jack Beck is the hound to watch, recording 29 points in 27 games, but so is import draft selection and Vegas Golden Knights prospect Artu Karki, and New York Rangers prospect and Sioux captain Bryce McConnell Barker, who has earned points in 13 of his last 15 games. For Friday's match, the Pack welcome the Niagara Ice Dogs, who are coming off two big wins last week, a 4-3 overtime win in Kitchener on Friday and a 2-1 win against Peterborough on Sunday. Goaltender Marcus Vandenberg stopped 44 of 47 Rangers shots in the Friday contest and followed it up by stopping 33 of 34 Peterborough shots, the Pack said. And finally, the busy week at Sudbury Arena wraps up with the Sunday matinee match against Kingston. The Frontenacs currently sit seventh in the OHL's Eastern Conference. Chicago Blackhawks prospect Paul Ludvinsky has continued to be a prime producer for the Fronts, producing 26 points in 23 games. Familiar faces on the other side see former Wolves captain Jacob Holmes and import selection Jakub Kromiak return to Sudbury. Sunday's game is our sensory-friendly game. Fans can expect a reduced volume level and reduced use of lights that cause sensitivities. A quiet room will also be provided for those who need to get away. The December 10th game is another to benefit the Foyer Inner City Home Food Drive. Inner City Home reps will be on hand collecting non-perishable and canned food items at the game. Everyone who donates towards the food drive will be entered into a draw to win a number of prizes donated by the Sudbury Wolves and Glencore.